Hello, everyone. I'm Brooks.
And I'm Megan.
And welcome to Hashtag Creaky.
Creaky!
That's creaky!
I got that because when Henry was younger, he used to say, creepy! Okay.
And spooky.
That's what it was. Spooky! Spooky!
All right, and today's topic, we're going old school and talking about probably the most well-known cryptid around the world, which is Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Good old Bigfoot.
And first of all, I want to say that I've never had an encounter with Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. Me neither. I don't think
I want one, though.
He's not very active around these parts.
Yeah. I also hear he's not very social in general.
Yeah. I mean, I did watch Harry and the Hendersons, so I know a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. We're a little knowledgeable on this.
He seems to be friendly, though.
Yeah. And loves dogs.
And eating course sausages. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the extent of our current knowledge.
So in your research, what are some things that you found?
Well, in my research, I found a lot of stuff that goes back to even Native American stuff. Like, dates back very far. Like, cave paintings, there was even, like, rumors that there were, like, groups of Sasquatch. And the Native Americans, like, referred to them as their own individual tribe.
Oh.
And it could also lead up to the whole legend of the boogeyman, that it was something that, you know, Native Americans actually warned, you know, their children of, if not going out, or else the, you know, Sasquatch or boogeyman, or they also call them the grass man. Ooh, or grass the grass man.
Is Sasquatch an Indian name?
I don't think so. Maybe. I mean, it sounds Native American.
Yeah.
Sasquatch. I don't even know where the origin of Sasquatch.
It is an Indian. It is. Word Sasquatch is believed to be a, like, modernized of the Salish word, Sasquets, meaning wild man or hairy man. It was first recorded in 1925 or 1930.
1925 or 1930? Is that like a range?
Yeah. Oh. Somewhere in between there.
Yeah. So it dates back, you know, pretty far back.
It does.
And I also have here, this is actually, I want to say, where was this? This is actually on Fox News, and it was a recent sighting. See, they published this on February 12th.
Oh, that is recent.
Yeah, this year, so 2020. And these two men went out, and I don't know if they're Sasquatch hunters. I mean, they have like a drone and all kinds of equipment and stuff. So, I mean, of course, you know, I'm going to have some questions about the validity of this video.
Right, if they're looking for Bigfoot, you know. Yeah.
But two men claim to have spotted the legendary creature in Salt Fork State Park, and that's in eastern Ohio. And it says here that the video of their purported sighting has gone viral.
Purported, which is a word. Well,
it is a word. And I went ahead and pulled up the video mainly because of some of the audio stuff too. So I'm gonna go ahead and play the video. And just so everyone can hear it. And I mean, there's a lot of, I think there's like either snow or hail falling on the leaves, and the leaves rustling is like kind of them walking around. But the main thing I wanted to hear is, you know, their response to it, and also the sounds that the supposed Sasquatch makes, which is pretty eerie. So I'm gonna go ahead and play that now.
Man.
All right, so that's pretty much the gist of it.
Okay. I did hear like a Bigfoot scream.
Yeah. Supposed Bigfoot scream.
Right. So there have been so many hoax, you know, these videos and things. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Now, you saw the video, and anyone else that wants to see the video, like I said, it's on, you can go to foxnews.com. It looks like it's also on YouTube.
Yeah.
And We Do It Outdoors is the channel.
And we might put a clip up on our YouTube channel.
And it's the Salt Fork, Ohio Grassman-Bigfoot-Sasquatch.
So, I don't know.
Thing from what you see, let me get your initial.
It's from far away, in between trees. Mm-hmm. And what's Bigfoot doing? Like, I feel like if Bigfoot's out there just walking around, he's going to have some kind of motivation to be out there.
What's his motivation?
It just seems like he's just walking in circles, it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, I am skeptical. Yeah.
I'm a little skeptical too. I mean, of course, just the way he's walking and his posture. I mean, it looks like just a dude strolling around.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, from other accounts I hear, you know, Bigfoot has like this wide, long stride.
Mm-hmm. And we can't tell how tall he is.
Yeah.
At all.
So, I mean, there's trees and stuff around him, but we got nothing really for reference. Because from what we just saw, it looks like a regular-sized dude.
Yeah. And I didn't see any facial features. Like, I couldn't really tell.
That's another thing. There was no really good front shots. It was all from, like, behind or, like, slightly behind to the side. And then, so you really get no good, like, no frontals.
Right, yeah.
You know? But then, you know, there's the scream or, like, the call. That sounded a little more legit. And then the other dude's reaction to that seemed pretty legit. Where you can hear him in the background, if you listen closely, he goes, "Should we still be here?" So, you know, that's the kind of reaction I would expect after, you know, you're getting so close to a Bigfoot and you hear it do it's like it's scream.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know, where on like Bigfoot Hunters and those kinds of shows where they're trying to like get close to it and make it scream, this guy was like, "We need to get out of here."
Yeah. Yeah. So that makes me believe it a little bit more.
Right. Yeah. So maybe it's a maybe for me.
Yeah, but for our listeners, you should definitely check it out and see what you think. Maybe even let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Is it real? Is it fake? Why do you think it's real? Or why do you think it's fake?
You, as always, you can tweet what you think and just mark it hashtag creaky. And we'll see it. So, yes. That I think that was a maybe sighting just because of the scream. Like, it didn't sound man-like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sounded like creature-ish. But again, I don't know what a Bigfoot.
Yeah. We also don't know, like, you know, I was commenting before on its posture, how like just a dude strolling through the woods. Maybe that's what a Bigfoot looks like. Maybe a Bigfoot looks like just a dude strolling through the woods.
Yeah. I always reference Mitch Hedberg. Maybe Bigfoot's blurry. And that's why he's so scary. He's just a big blurry monster. There's so many possibilities just because there's no concrete proof out there. Or is there? Maybe there is.
They have the possibility. There was one that I was trying to find before, but I had seen it on that Monster Quest show on mm-hmm. Amazon. I think it's actually originally it's on the History Channel though. But there was this incident where there's this cabin out in the woods. I'm trying to remember where it's at. I was trying to find it. But it's a cabin in the woods, and some guys would go there, you know, to do like hunting and fishing, you know, and you can only get there by plane. That's the only accessible place to it. It's like, you know, you have to do like a seaplane that lands on the water. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So these guys got to this cabin, and one time they went out there and the cabin had been trashed. Something had broken in, and they were going through and looking through it. And there was no, you know, at first they thought maybe it was like a bear because nothing was stolen. Everything was just trashed.
Right.
Or had been broken open. But the cabinets and stuff had been torn off the wall. The sink in the bathroom had been like pulled from the wall. The refrigerator had been like flipped down.
Ooh.
And so there was all this stuff where it's like, you know, none of this like really makes sense. And there was also someone had commented too, or someone they were talking to, that there's something in refrigerators that it's, I think it's the insulation or something in them.
Uh-huh.
That bears mistake for like ant hills.
Oh.
So they start like digging into the insulation and pulling that stuff out of the refrigerator. But none of that had been done. There were no claw marks. There were nothing like that. Everything was just tore apart. So after that, they ended up setting up, you know, clean everything up, you know, put the door back and everything. And they put outside, it was like this flat piece of wood that they put screws facing up as kind mm-hmm. of a deterrent. And they had found a large bloody footprint the next time they came out there.
Ooh.
Along with some hair, and they were able to get some of the blood and stuff in the hair and to do DNA. And it came back, and the DNA showed as human, but also had primate DNA in it.
Okay, so that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm thinking, is that Bigfoot is like a caveman that just never fully evolved.
Yeah, like the in-between of us humans and primates.
Yeah.
And that's possible. But I mean, that would mean there had to be like extremely scarce. I mean, there's a lot of sightings, but you know, they're not like everywhere.
Right. There's got to be enough, though, that they are able to reproduce, because sightings have, you know, since 1925.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when Sasquatch was named, but even before then, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that it's like he's coming from a place that's cold, just because he's so hairy, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't evolve to not have hair.
There's also accounts, too, of Sasquatch, where they call them swamp men, where they're also found in swamps, too, very watery areas.
Right.
But that could be a whole different, almost like, breed of them, possibly.
Mm-hmm, like the Yeti.
Mm-hmm, like Yeti. Mm-hmm. They're more like albino. Also, a lot of the accounts for pretty much all of them is that they like to eat tender parts of animal bodies.
Me too.
Well, they like stuff like the tongue and the eyes.
Oh, that's right. You were saying that. I don't think I've ever had animal tongue or eyes.
It's like cow tongue. That's like an actual thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll try it now. See what Bigfoot's all about.
It's a delicacy.
Yeah. Get more in tune with the Bigfoot. Also, another thing they do is they're known for throwing stones.
Mm.
Which kind of
like points more to like a kid.
Well, kind of, yeah. Or, you know, kind of points back to, you know, primates and how they like to fling stuff. Poop included.
You know, I was looking for some, you know, Bigfoot sightings, and there was a show on A&E called The Low Files. I guess it's still going on, with Rob Lowe, and he's looking for Bigfoot. Like, everybody wants to find Bigfoot.
Rob Lowe's looking for Bigfoot.
Rob Lowe's looking for Bigfoot.
Maybe we should have him on the show.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that. We would have to be on video there.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured it's mainly for proof also.
Yeah. Right, see, oh, yeah.
We're working with Rob Lowe.
Mm-hmm. Definitely for proof.
No. But so, as far as like them throwing stones and stuff, that same cabin, a group of guys had the same incident where they would hear rocks hitting the side of the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out there, and you can hear on one of the videos, and once again, this is on Monster Quest on Amazon, and you can hear one hitting like the tin roof. And the next day, the morning, they got up there and started pulling those stones off that had been thrown. And there's really, I mean, aside from the possibility of it being maybe a large mountain man, there's no animal that will fling stones.
Did you know in Google Maps that they have a map of Bigfoot sightings?
Really?
Yeah, so if you just Google Bigfoot sightings, it's like the third one for me. It's maps.google. And then when I go to it, it's mostly in like the Seattle, Washington, around that area. And in Canada, some, Nevada. So I just, I made it. And then you can see, these are just the ones that I guess were reported to Google Maps.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it as well. It's like majority in the northeast as well as northwest.
So I'm guessing like the cold. They like the cold. And then, like you said, there could be a different species like down in Florida where the swamps are. Yeah. The one in North Carolina I saw was reported by Hunter in Bryson City, North Carolina. It says possible Bigfoot spotted on rural road on all fours, glowing eyes, size not reported. Status, further information requested. So if you click on them, it tells you more.
All fours, though. The majority of sightings out here, you know, I mean, he has long arms, but majority of sightings that, you know, you really hear about are, you know, upright.
Right. Yeah. Maybe it was like picking something up, possibly. Mm-hmm. Let me look at the one in Virginia. So this was an unprovoked attack. That's all it says in 2012.
Mm-hmm. I have heard accounts of one man was talking about being grabbed by a Bigfoot, and that the hand, his hand wrapped all the way around his forearm.
Oh gosh.
But I would think if a Bigfoot got a hold of you, there would be no, like, that'd be the end of you, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, unless you have the jerky messing with Sasquatch, you've seen those commercials.
Yes. those are great commercials.
Yeah. So I found BigfootFinder.com, and it actually has Bigfoot sightings. The reason why I found it was because I clicked on the West Virginia sighting and it had a link to it.
Hmm.
It says, Caleb from Bradshaw, West Virginia says, I was with my family on the mountain waiting for friends. I started to do some tree knocks and howls. I was surprised they responded. Later that night, I spotted him. We started to record. My father has footage with him. We started to pursue him or her, and we heard other howls coming from different locations. On the way back home, we heard him howling, and it had scared us for the rest of the night. We were frightened. So they were, like, trying to communicate with it?
Mm.
Yeah. There's a lot of sightings on here. Do you mind if I read another one?
No, go ahead.
All right, so this is about Bigfoot nesting grounds. And this is in Great Falls, South Carolina, from Travis. He says, I was walking around on my land and noticed a fallen tree. No other trees had fallen with it or were bent over, and he didn't think anything of it. He had his machete, and he wanted to try it out, so he started chopping on the tree that was on the side of the property when he got bored. And he said that night, the dogs never shut up, and they were barking. So he returned and he found there were several other trees around it bent over. Let's see. He also felt like somebody was watching him and following him. He could hear footsteps behind him, but after that, he ran. He never saw it, but he was thinking it could possibly be a nesting ground. And it has expert opinions on it. The expert opinion says, it sounds like you came across a Bigfoot nest, possibly was camping out there for a few days. You're wise to carry a machete in Bigfoot country.
I've heard that too. I've heard accounts of like nests, because that's another thing that primates do. primates nest. They, you know, get piles of like leaves and foliage, stuff like that. And so there's been accounts of finding Bigfoot nests. Also multiple sightings too of groups, like families of Bigfoot, like multiple, like large ones and like a couple little ones.
Oh yeah. I mean, if they're around, they still have to be procreating. Let's take a break real quick and have a word from our sponsor.
All right, sounds good.
Welcome back. Brooks, you have another story you want to share?
I do. This actually comes from, I had seen a pretty old documentary about the Yeti in Russia. And like the stories and accounts of it. So I wanted to talk about that because this is more of less like a sighting, or this more of speculation of an attack. All right, so let's see here. And this is back in January 1959.
Yeah, long time ago.
10 college-age skiers set out for a trek through Sverdlovsk.
In Russia.
In Russia. The region of the Urals in late January 1959. And all the skiers were experienced in long-distance ski touring and were participating on this trip in part to earn certification for advanced ski touring. Oh, and mountaineering. After a few days of trekking through the snow, they arrived at the pass and prepared for their climb. One of the skiers turned back after suffering health issues. The rest pressed on. Let's see. On February 1st, the group began ascending toward the pass, but became disoriented in a driving snowstorm. And soon, soon heated in the wrong direction. Realizing their mistake after a time, Dyatlov, I believe that's how you pronounce the name, decided the group should make camp for the night. Where the, I don't know how they knew that, though.
I know.
That seems like speculation. Though they were quite exposed, I know they made camp because they found their camp. But at some point in that night, all nine hikers perished. And so pretty much from what I saw from the documentary, they had found them where it looked like their tent had been cut open from the inside. And they had tried to run away.
Yeah.
And one by one, they were finding the bodies of these college kids. And they found them where like one was like crushed, where it looks like something with like great force, like caved in their chest. And then like we talked about before, where they found one, I think it was underneath the snow. They found like, found them like later on, or might've been her, but her eyes and tongue had been removed.
Ooh. So what I listened to a podcast about mysteries, and they, there are different theories of what happened. And one theory is that, it was like a mob or something, like some kind of military involvement.
How so?
So they supposedly said that, now it's been a long time since I listened to it, but I, all I can remember is that they may have gotten close to an area that was secretive. And maybe had saw some things that they shouldn't have. So these militants, I guess you would call them, killed them.
Like soldiers?
Yeah.
That's an interesting theory.
That's just one. And of course, nothing has been proven. I'm trying to find the Yeah, I can't find it. Anyways, back to Bigfoot.
Well, this also, I had heard something and I had seen something again. I believe, I want to say this was Monster Quest. It may have been another documentary, but apparently Stalin believed in the whole like Russian Bigfoot, because I want to say like there was a big investigation and they even made it like public that the military actually did about that incident where they found the skiers. Mm-hmm. And it was said that Stalin did believe in the Russian Bigfoot, and in a struggle for power, actually attempted to produce his own Sasquatches, like by trying to breed humans and primates to make like crazy strong Bigfoot super soldiers.
You know, I don't doubt that because of what I've heard of Stalin. Like, supposedly back in the day, Stalin had created these, like, took body parts of humans and, like, sewed them together to look alien-like, and sent them over here in, like, what looked like a flying saucer, but really was, like, on the back of another airplane that, like, dropped it.
And yeah, so, like, detached it.
Yeah. Have you heard that?
No, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. So, when we found it, it was the whole UFO thing, you know, but really it was planted by Stalin, and it had those like deformed people in it, and that's what he did with people that were like mentally challenged or like had physical anomalies. Like, he would kill them and then like sew their parts together, and he tried a lot of different experiments.
What would be the purpose behind that though? Like, what would be his reasoning for, you know, sending fake UFOs with sewn together body parts and people in them? Like, just to fuck with us?
Yeah. I think so. There probably was other, you know, reasons for it. I think it was to fuck with us, to make us think that it was aliens. And that his aircrafts that he was flying over the United States, like, to trick us into thinking it was UFOs.
Huh.
Yeah.
If, you know, with that being said, his whole, you know, thing about trying to recreate, you know, Sasquatches or doing human ape hybrids.
Isn't too far off.
Yeah. It's a little more believable.
Yeah. So I think that's possible. Like, he could have actually done experiments like that. And that's something that we might need to like look into more.
Mm-hmm.
Just some of the stuff Stalin did.
Yeah. That'd be an episode. Stuff Stalin did.
Yeah. Or, you know, UFOs in general. And we can go more into that theory once we speak of UFOs. But I've heard of other like hybrids happening too of Bigfoot, and like a woman sleeping with Bigfoot and becoming pregnant and then having like a hairy baby.
You know, I heard about that too. That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think,
cause I think Bigfoot also has like, even from back in like Native American tales, Bigfoot has a tendency of kidnapping people.
Yeah.
There was an account of a guy who was just out camping. He was out traveling and camping out in the woods, and he was in a sleeping bag, and he felt something lift him up, throw him over someone's shoulder, and actually carry him away.
Mm. Wow.
And he was never seen again.
But somebody told a story somehow. But
somebody told it somehow.
So I saw another sighting that I want to read in Nebraska, and apparently there had been a number of sightings over the course of 2 days in this area. So this person wasn't the only one.
Oh, what do they call that? There's a term for that. There's a term for when multiple people see sightings or like in a close proximity and around the same time.
I don't know. I'm not sure what it's called, but let me read this. her name is Lydia, and this was in Gothenburg, Nebraska. She said, "This is hard for me to talk about, as it was an absolutely terrifying experience. I was taking a stroll next to a cornfield, and I heard a huge cracking noise. I got curious and went to investigate, although I wish I'd never had. I walked about 10 more rows down and then heard the noise again. And then right in front of me was this gigantic beast with brown hair, just hair and muscle. If I was ever skeptical about Bigfoot, I'm not now. It roared. I turned and ran, and it came after me and was 3 feet behind me when I got to my truck. It jumped in the back, but I swerved, and thankfully it fell out." I think this one was trying to kidnap her.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too, with Bigfoot you hear about is even though they're hairy, that you can see, like, really good muscle definition.
Right.
So that makes it, for me, a little more believable.
Yeah, and I mean, what's the point of, you know, coming and sharing your sighting? Okay, here's Nebraska sighting number 3. Apparently, that was number 4. I'm still a little shaken up, to say the least. Was casually eating cornflakes in my apartment when I heard a little grr, almost like a lion. After hopping up and running to the window, I saw a bear-like figure, which was full of brown hair and a lot of muscle. It seemed to want something. It was prowling around the courtyard. Okay, this one is, he said, "I gave him a box of cornflakes and he was happy and ran away." I don't think that one's true.
Pretty believable. Is that a commercial for cornflakes or?
I think so. All right, here's one that hopefully is a little bit more believable. "I just came out of the grocery store when I saw this huge shadow around the corner. It asked for some cornflakes now. I had no idea what it was, but I heard a ton of scary ape-like noises. I walked away and turned back when I was about 50 meters away. Then I saw what seemed to be Bigfoot with 2 little Bigfoots. I'm still shaking and thankfully got to my car in time." Would they be Littlefoots or little Bigfoots?
Little Bigfoots. Probably little feet.
Right.
Itty bitty Bigfoot.
So I think that some of these sightings are eh, but most are nah.
Yeah, you always got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, legit, like, what if some shit went down with Bigfoot and you were just standing there with your cornflakes and you just hand them over and you just took them and ran off? I mean, if you told someone that, they wouldn't be believable, would it?
No, like, I guess not.
Yeah. Like, I was sitting there on my porch eating a burger and you come walking up and I just threw it at him. He picked up and ran off.
Well, we know from Harry and the Hendersons that Bigfoot does like burgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. And making siren sounds.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be funny to come across a sighting on this website and they're just talking about Harry and the Hendersons.
That's probably a lot of people's like key reference.
Oh yeah. It's a good movie.
Yeah. I actually used that movie. I think we had I was with my ex and she had a son. And we watched a documentary on Bigfoot and her son was pretty young at the time, honestly, like maybe like 6, 7, and he got super scared of Bigfoot, like was having nightmares about it. Oh, and I was like, "We're gonna watch some Harry and the Hendersons." She was like, no, we can't do anything with like Bigfoot right now. I was like, trust me. And so we watched Harry and the Hendersons, completely diffused it.
Oh, good. Right. Yeah, my kids loved watching that when they were little. They just called him Mr. Harry.
Oh, Mr. Harry.
We watched Mr. Harry. I'm like, well, I guess Bigfoot Harry, maybe that's his last name.
Also, there's a theory too that being, you know, Bigfoot in general being a cryptid, mm-hmm, is that it kind of could fall into other cryptids where they're almost like interdimensional creatures. Like the reason they're so scarce and you don't see them is because they are like kind of fall in line with these creatures that are said to be able to pass through dimensions. Like they only, their sightings are in certain areas because that's where they pass through our world.
Ah.
That's another theory.
I think that's a big possibility. Mm-hmm. Well, you think of all these dimensions, and maybe we didn't evolve all the way in some of them, you know? I think that's a pretty good possibility. Are there any other theories of where Bigfoot comes from?
Other than being, you know, primate, or, you know, like the in-between, the missing link between humans and primates. I don't know what to believe when it comes to that.
Right. I don't either.
I have a possible theory that I just thought of.
Okay.
All right. So might be a little far-fetched because I just kind of came up with it. But what if Bigfoot is like almost like a different version of a werewolf, where people actually transform into this?
Ooh,
like a were-ape.
Oh man, I mean, yeah, maybe that would be really creepy though, to actually see it. And I feel like that's a good movie, the were-ape.
Were-ape.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, because I mean, you hear about other stuff, you know, being shapeshifters and stuff like that. So maybe it's possible that, and also, well, thing that kind of goes back to that being a primate though, is that a lot of the accounts also are accompanied by a very strong and musky smell. With a lot of accounts that you hear about Bigfoot, is that he pretty much stinks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they call it the skunk ape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this could also be another show. Like, I would like to hear from people to see if they have seen Bigfoot or anything similar that we could talk about on another show.
Like a follow-up.
Yeah, a follow-up. Also, we would love to hear from our listeners, if they have something they want us to investigate. We will definitely do so too.
Yeah, because I want to hear about also lesser known cryptids, like things people have seen that really haven't been like talked about or are not well known.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have ours, but there's no telling what other people have seen.
Yeah. And of course, we will be doing an episode on the great white monkey bat eventually.
Mm-hmm. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Yeah. You'll want to hear that. Well, is there anything else you'd like to discuss before we say goodbye?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
All right. I'll tune in next week for another episode of Hashtag Creaky.
Hashtag Creaky.